Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us his grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of his kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
All right, so we want to talk about the laws of the Spirit. The laws of the Spirit. And when I say the law of the Spirit, I'm not entirely talking about every aspect of the spiritual through the Old Testament to the New Testament. That's not what I mean by that. My test for this particular theme is gotten from Romans. Let's see Romans 8. We'll read from verse 1 so that we'll have a broader picture from verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Next part of scripture. It's captured here vividly. It said, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of what? Sin and death. Alright, so this is where the theme was gotten from. So we see, we are capturing it in, we are teaching in this context. Are we together? There are a lot of laws in the kingdom, a lot of spiritual laws. Hallelujah to Jesus. A lot of them, but I'll just, if I want to talk about every part of spiritual law, we may not end today. So I'll just explain in the light of the, of this context. Hallelujah to Jesus. I said something last Tuesday, and this morning I'm even being very careful so that it doesn't even distract what I'm about to share, should in case I delve into it, although I feel a slight burden to hit it a little bit. Are we together? But I'm just wondering if it will affect my teaching, but let's just see it very briefly. First Chronicles chapter 16, sorry. Let's see from verse, I guess 18. Verse 18. Saying, to you I will give the land of Canaan as the allotment of your inheritance. God speaking to his people, right? Next part of scripture. It then says, when you were in few in number, indeed very few, and strangers in it. Next part of scripture. When they went from one nation to another, from one kingdom to another. Next part of scripture. He permitted no man to do them wrong. Yes, he rebuked what? Say it everyone, want to go. He rebuked kings. God is speaking about his children here, Israel. His covenant people in the Old Testament. You know, in Christ Jesus, by the blood, we are all God's covenant people in the New Testament. Are we together? So Israel is not better than we in Nigeria right now because of what Jesus has done. But now, in the Old Testament, they had a covenant. They called a covenant with God. God was represented by the ministry of angels, and they had mediators. They had people who stood in the stead of the people to cut that covenant. Men like Abraham, Isaac, and who? Jacob. Are we together? Yes, sir. Amen. So they were God's choicest people. Alright? And the Bible said, God, now, in this context of scripture, God is speaking about how that he gave them Canaan, even though they were few and moving from nations to nations, kingdom to kingdom. They were few, they didn't deserve it, but he gave them Canaan, right? Then he said something here. He said, he permitted no man to do them what? Wrong. Yes, he even what? Rebuked kings for their sake. I want you to see that. see and understand that this is actually a law in God. Alright? Now, when the people try to touch his people, when a certain kind of people try to touch his people, whether they are kings or whosoever they are, the Bible said he rebukes them. He rebuked kings for the sake of his what? His people. Now, be very, very attentive. Because sometimes we watch things online, even as men of God, and we are perplexed, or should I say surprised, at the level of ignorance we see on the internet. You know, data is cheap. You can just get data and go online and say your mind. Sometimes your mind can cost you a lot of fortune. I'm speaking because of the burden that had been in my heart, and I'm sure it's the Lord that laid this burden. I'm not trying to criticize the people that probably are a victim of what I'm about to say, but to counsel, or should I say warn some of us who may go out there and just say things ignorantly. Amen? There are spiritual consequences that result in the natural. You know, you can't really tell if you have a spiritual problem. You cannot really tell until God opens your eye. Do you know that your even your farm not yielding could be a spiritual problem? You know, I thought it was a joke until a lady one time was complaining in Modern Market how that her landlady dealt with her. She didn't marry. She, you know, that's just by the way itself. But let me just say it. She didn't get married because of that. She was around 30, looking like 50. The woman dealt with the tenants so well, and even her crops in her farm were not yielding. Now, how did we know this? At the end, when she started blasting in tongues and fire started rising everywhere, that's when all of this confession came out, down to cassava plant. It will just have the leaves, fresh leaves, but nothing inside. I said, oh, so spiritual problem can even cause cassava to have a lot of fresh leaves and not yield. You know, some of you that are good science students may not believe what I'm saying, because you know the laws, all the laws. You know photosynthesis. You know the other one, the two phases of photosynthesis. Oh, you know it. Isn't it? Am I sure you know it? You know it? Who said yes, sir? Raise your hand. We have intelligent students. They are beautiful. Tell me one. The first phase of photosynthesis is what? Someone raised their hand there. Sunlight, there's a word they call it. In terms of biology. Yeah, but there are words they call it. You people are falling my hand. What? I didn't hear you. Chlorophyll. No, there's a way they call the system. You people are mentioning the measures that are involved. There's a way they call the system. When it involves sunlight, remember they say something like photolysis. Can you remember? Ah? Hallelujah to Jesus. Alright. Where were we? The second is an assignment. Some of you are looking at me with hateful face. I don't know what I did to you. I only asked you a question of photosynthesis. I did not do anything to you. And this is not an exam. You will not fail. Are we together? Well, you should know it too. Imagine you quote Bible very well, finish. Then I say, okay, what is an adjunct? Huh? PGC. Purpose and Glory Campaign Leaders. Imagine you're in the secondary school preaching and you preach the fire of the Holy Ghost to young students. And when you were done, then I say, Uncle, we enjoyed the glory of God. Please, can you just help me break down this simultaneous equation? Because you sound super intelligent. And you say, no, the Lord give you understanding. So, no book, oh, don't just pray in tongues. Are you people hearing me? No book.
We are taking nations. Kakai.
If you don't know book, there are certain parts of the nations you can't take. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? I told you one time, I said, reading very well, knowing book, is a form of fortifying ourselves for the taking over. Remember? Some of you in your various areas of life where God has placed you, business, in the school, the course you are reading, you have to be the best. Being the best is one way you are giving glory to God. Do you people get what I'm trying to say? Don't follow this trend that says school is calm. It is failures that always shout like that. It's the truth. You know, somebody finish NYC and fold the certificate and oh, he tears the certificate before your eyes. And you are perplexed. And you are feeling the guy. Or the lady, I say, this one is a real don. I asked my friend one time, I said, why did he go for the NYC 1 year if he wanted to tear the certificate? I said, think about it. He just wanted it at 3,000 because he was very poor. And when he was done, he tore the certificate. If you truly were powerful than 33K, you would have not gone. But think deep. Then he's encouraging you that made a good class of degree. Tear it and see now. Hallelujah to Jesus. So where were we? I said, we have to be very careful because people talk anyhow on the internet. You know, I saw how that people insult men of God in our nation. And I was wondering, what is really happening? Please follow me carefully. And as I'm talking like this, I'm not 100% proud of the statement I hear from certain men of God. I can't tell you I'm 100% proud. I've heard things that I'm like, which one? Where did this one come from? You know, I know this is not inspired by God, but I can't be foolish to come out and tell you so person has missed it and is useless. Now, can you remember a man in scripture called David? You guys are not answering me. Oh. 1 Samuel 26:9. But David said to Abishai, do not destroy him, for who can stretch out his hands against the Lord's anointed and be guiltless? You see that? Was King Saul, yeah, a nice guy at this point? Was he behaving well? Church, answer. Don't pretend like you're not hearing me. Just like some of the people you think are not behaving well in this nation, isn't it? You see, that means you have a lot that are not behaving well, right? That's good. That's why God wants me to talk to you. I didn't know you people have a lot that are not behaving well. Now, you had seen one or two people not behaving the way you want, according to scripture, isn't it? But the Bible says, David had an opportunity to strike. He had an opportunity to say his mind. They gave him microphone on honest bunch cars and said, talk your mind. I know some of you are wondering, is not cutlass. The mouth can kill more than even cutlass. Hope you know. When you say things about people, you are not supposed to say, do you know you have killed them? People will have a wrong perspective about them. Do you know that? He had an opportunity to strike King Saul. He had been a wicked king. In fact, King Saul had missed it. He was given an instruction not to take anything that belonged to the people that negated God or negated their kingdom. And he took it. And claimed he was doing sacrifice for God. But he wanted it. He wanted to eat the meat. And Samuel said, you've lost your crown. That's what the prophet said. Yet, he was still on the throne. Meaning that actually you can lose your crown and still be on the throne. Very, very true. Did that make David to kill him? Now, this is somebody that wanted to even kill David. He had been looking for all the means to kill David. In fact, do you know why he was here in the cave? He was trying to pursue David to kill him. Follow me, oh. Some of us are called ourselves Gen Z generation. When the spiritual supernatural Gen Z your life, you will not understand what is really happening. He didn't. Now, what am I trying to say? Am I saying that you should agree with wrong philosophies? No. David here was not agreeing to King Saul's philosophies that were wrong. But he did not kill King Saul. Do you people get what I'm trying to say? He didn't judge King Saul by killing him and said, "You are evil, I kill you today." No. And when I say judge or kill here, in our present day, I'm not referring to using cutlass or a gun or machete or anything like that. No. I mean with your words. You can say, "I don't agree with this philosophy, but touch not the anointed." You can't call the prophet stupid. You can't call him useless. Are you people get out and trying to explain to you? Because he's not a good character on your own side. Are your parents always right? How many of you have stand up one day to insult your parents for being fake parents? The way you insult pastors for being fake prophets. Maybe one day you wake up and say, my mother said I should marry that man for money. You are a fake mother. You go to hell. The judgment of God comes upon you. And I hope you know the first problem of Nigeria is not leaders up there. It's the leaders in our families. It starts from home. But that aside, I hope you understand what I'm trying to say tonight. If you have a good character, if you see somebody older than you, if he does something wrong, you refuse to follow that path, but you will never insult that person, isn't it? That's proof you had a good character, upbringing from the house. It was very nice. That's why you see people older than you are not what talk to them anyhow. Are you listening? Now, I'm not just advising you, do it for your sake. Because if you touch the Lord's anointed, the Bible said, God will not look at you and say, yes, they were wrong, and he will back you up. The Bible said, there's a law that says you'll be dealt with. And I said something in the beginning. Many people may be watching online, they may not agree with me, but it doesn't change the fact that a lot of the consequence, you must see the consequence of the supernatural in the physical. You must see it. Just that you may not be aware. Just like we said with that woman. Down to plant. Check the scriptures. The first time we saw somebody being punished for touching the anointed, it was not done by a demon, I said it before. It was done by an angel of light. It was Miriam, the sister, the elder sister of Moses. The elder sister of Moses. She spoke against Moses. Not that she insulted Moses. She challenged Moses publicly. All of them were afraid. But Miriam had the impetus to challenge Moses. The Bible says she was inflicted with leprosy. So you don't see people talk to men of God anyhow, just insult men of God. I'm wondering if they really know what they are doing. You know, I wrote a prophecy on my WhatsApp. I said something wonderful. I said, see, you know, people may not like it, but see what the scripture says. He rebukes kings for the sake of his people. He rebukes what? This is a spiritual law. It simply means if you touch the Lord's anointed, even if you are a king, he will rebuke you. You know, I was watching a video. Many people watch it and say, ah, this man of God are being foolish. A man of God said in Lagos, I think Prophet Isaiah Welt, he said he wanted to do a crusade in Benin. And the governor at that time refused. But the governor still gave a worldly singer an opportunity to hold a concert, a singing concert there. Hallelujah to Jesus. So he got offended that if this place was supposed to be probably renovated, then me as a gospel preacher and the worldly singer should not have an opportunity to do anything there. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? But you refused me, and in the same week, you gave a word, a worldly singer. He got offended. That same season, Christ's embassy wanted to hold a crusade. He refused. Look at Benin, one of the hub of Christianity in our nation. When men like Bensi Idahusa rose from. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? He refused. And the man of God said, when he heard that the man was coming for second term, he was a sitting governor. He wanted second term. The man of God said, I lifted up my hand and I said, God, please, not again. Now, it's not possible. Some people say, he was just a Lagos. It is a lie. You think it works? It doesn't work like that. Do you know he had legal ground in the spirit to fight his case? Because he stood against God's people. He said, God, please, not again. And he lost as a sitting governor. It's not normal. He lost as a sitting governor. Now, there are some people who want to be president. They've not even smelled the seat. You know, I was watching. Listen carefully. You may not understand where I'm coming from, but just be calm and follow me carefully. I'm a prophet and I have to talk like this sometimes. You've not become president already. You are dreaming to be a president. The two of them, I saw two of them. One is sorted, a geo that you hardly hear his voice in this nation. I'm talking about the mountain of fire geo. You hardly hear his voice. He's just dealing with demons wherever he is. You hardly hear his voice. The geo of mountain of fire. That man so calm. I was so shocked. One of the person trying to be president from when I was 15. He has not even learned his lessons from when I was 15. He has been longing to be a president. And has not been wise till now. Opening his mouth to say, a pastor. Some of you saw it. A pastor took me, blah, 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 to the court. And how did he put it, sir? Defamation of character. I'm sure the man was like, why are you disturbing me? And he wanted to just end that thing. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Then he was boldly saying at the end, the man now won't give me some money. He had the impetus. That means in his heart, the man was scared of him. Ha! I fear for him that day. You don't know who you are dealing with. These are men that have brought kingdoms down. Not cities, kingdoms. If you know who you are talking to, I'm sure he just saved your life by saying, take this money and go before you die. I remember a time we were talking about a case with my friend in Lagos. There was a church here, you know, Mountain of Fire Church, and a club came and opened by the side. A club. The pastor said that's an insult. When they prayed fire down, literal fire, burnt the club. Thank God people were not inside. It burnt it. Somebody said, but they killed the business. Let the business die. Such businesses cannot thrive. In case you have a club today, go and close it before fire burns it down. Because it will burn it down. I remember Dr. Carey sharing an experience with me that somebody went and opened a club by the side of his church when they were renting. I think they have their place now. They were renting. He now came to the side, rented a big space, open club. And the pastor came and told him the open club by the side. He said, wow. He said, no problem. They gave him 2 days before the midweek service. The man came and was complaining. I don't know why nobody is coming to this place. The thing is not working. Every investment I made is just dead. He was complaining to pastor. He said, I regret opening this thing. And Dr. Kai said, just come to church. This thing is not even good. Leave the thing. Just come and become a member. That was the advice. Don't joke with the things of God. When I watch it, I was just looking at ignorance. A child speaking. You know, Tata speaking. You look at us as a nation and you mock us. You mock righteousness. Listen, let me ask you a question before I continue. These are spiritual laws. See, even if I don't talk about it, you will still collect in the spirit. It's the truth. You know, some people say, that man of God, where get out? God will punish you. See, it is not my making that will make you be cursed. It is the law of the spirit that will cause you to be cursed. I don't want anybody that will insult me to be cursed for insulting me. But the Bible has said it. He didn't emphasize so much. He just told you, touch not my anointed and do my prophet what? No. Is it not David that is saying it here? To one of his servants who wants to kill David's enemy. That one was not even having a good character. King Saul. You are God's people. You better be careful. I'm scared seeing all of these things online. Very scared. When one of the soldiers of David finally killed King Saul. The Bible says he came shouting, I have killed your enemy today. Remember? What did David tell him? The Bible says he took a sword from the hand of that man, the same soldier, plucked off the head of the soldier, and said, today your mouth has testified against your life. Don't allow your mouth to testify against your life. Now, that was physical. In the realm of the spirit, it means talking against the anointed has a death implication as a penalty. You're just experiencing spiritual death in everything you do. I'm wondering, I just spoke, I did not kill anybody. You come online. Go and check the scriptures. There is no king who became king over Israel that did not have a connection with the prophets. Go and check. It's in scriptures. You know, let me tell you a very valid point, all right? That you have banks misbehaving, right? I said it before. Doesn't mean that banks are wrongs. Wrong, I mean. How many of you have entered, have worked with a bank that dealt with you and you were not pleased? Can I see your hands up? Like a bank dealt with you. You had to change the bank. Anybody like that? Now, you were not pleased the way they dealt with you, isn't it? I used to be a fan of a bank. I will not call the name because I'm sure they are better now. But I used to be a fan of a bank. I used to work with them. It was my first bank. And they dealt with me so terribly. I changed. I did not stop banking. I changed. Imagine somebody here is saying that I want to stop banking. You are in trouble. Because you cannot sleep well in the house. How many of you can have just 1 million in your house and close two of your eyes? Just 1 million. You kept 1 million. You can close two of your eyes and sleep. Except the security there is intact. For some of us who are even younger, who have not even touched 500,000, if 1 million is in the house, it's night vigil. But what did we do? We rather what? Change our banks. That's how it is with church. When you observe a church doing what is wrong according to the Bible, you don't stop going to church. What do? You change. Since you know that they are wrong, change church. Don't now insult the word church, because Matthew 16 says that Jesus is the one that started church. Upon this rock I will build, and the gate of hell will not what? He started church. To say every man of God in Nigeria is false is you being foolish. If you have found a false one, change church. Jesus even told you beforehand, he said, false prophet will rise. Did he not tell you? Did he not tell you? So why will you insult the church, insult men of God in the name of false prophet? He promised you, but he told you to test all spirit. Are you all here tonight? Learn this wisdom. Don't just talk anyhow about things. Learn this wisdom. Are you all listening to me? Don't just go out and allow your mouth to testify against your life. We've been watching them on the internet. Christians are shouting. That's what we need. In fact, I remember I was watching the comment section. One young man, I think in the UK, he now wrote on it, he said, if I become president, all the church will submit their doctrines for vetting. If he's not a fool, you can vet doctrines of church. All of you wake up. The problem of your country, our country, sorry, is not the church. The church did not do anything wrong to Nigeria. Why is it a problem? Because the church are becoming richer and bigger. Did we now stop federal government from working? A church starts from scratch, zero naira, and becomes the richest. Some of the biggest churches in the world are from Nigeria. In the whole world. In the same country where Nigeria cannot do anything. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? In the same country where fuel now is 1,000 something naira. In the same country where we don't have road. A church started from zero and became the richest, not just in this country, in the whole world. Let it minister something to your head. That these men are exceptional. Somebody say exceptional. Yes, to make make you understand that if they were president, this country you are looking at will be 10 times better. In the hardship and everything, still a church is building 150,000 capacity. Think about it. See, they are giving tithe. We are paying tax. Tax and tithe, which one is higher? You all know that. They've met you in your shop. You fight. You almost blow them. You don't come to church and they say 5,000 is too small. Add it to 10,000. But in your shop, they bill you. Send 30,000 is for the government. You now ask, what is the government doing for me? They say, it's not your business. Send it. You don't send, they bring police. Don't allow the devil make you blind. Are you even listening to me tonight? Go to Living Faith Altar. Do you know that they don't depend on when the whatever was falling, what did they call it? National greed. Thank God it's greed. When the greed was falling, there was still 247 light in Altar. Hope you know. Living Faith Altar. Their estate, everything, they've not taken light in that place for more than how many years now? More than 10 years or more. They've not blinked light like this. They shall never. They are not in Nigeria. They are in the world, Nigeria, but not of Nigeria. And you are having problem. You know, some people hear this and say, nah, church tithe do am. You know, like as church tithe do that kind of thing? Make your tax do the one for Nigeria now. Are you here tonight? If not for the greediness. You know, there's one time I heard Paul Nature wanted to do a road here. They say they stop him. The politicians stop him that they are being embarrassed. Embarrassed. He's embarrassing them. If he's going somewhere, he will send that they should go and grade the road. You see boys fighting. And the problem of Nigeria is not just leaders, it's some hoodlums, like part of it. Settlement. You want to buy land, you settle. You want to put billboard. You want to remove billboard. You want to build house. In fact, you want to dig bore for a community, you settle community. In fact, we went to marry. We settled. Yes, so I paid bride price. I was going out. They stopped me to settle. I said, which settlement again am I doing outside? I said, hey, you are carrying our lady from our community that we have harnessed over the years. I said, no problem. Oh. My dad warned me. He said, remove nothing from your hands. He, with some military people around. I still removed just so that they will. I just gave the guy, I said, don't tell anybody. I gave him some money. All of those foolish things. There is this. Hallelujah to Jesus. That's why you should wake up. And take your life so wonderful. Value your lives. Are you listening to me? Live a glorious life. It's captured in the word. That's what I want to teach you tonight. We just have a few minutes to go. Are you here tonight? Are you listening to me? So when you go out there, know how to talk. Be wise. Now, your leaders, who are the problem of your country, are now joining you to talk against the church. You know why you people have to talk against us? I'm saying you people, I'm sure you people are not here. You know why they have to talk against us? Are you the people? Maybe some people are saying, Pastor, and me, they talk to... You know, one problem is that you can't talk in this church, even if you are the person. You can't stand up and talk. You have to keep quiet and listen to me. And you know why they have to talk against us? We are the light of the world. He has said it. He said, no one lights a candle and put under a bushel. We are on top of the world. So everybody must see us. Who does not know Pastor Chris in this world? Who doesn't know Christ Embassy in this world? There was an announcement yesterday. How many of you heard it? All these poor people talking. Poor people.
Somebody say, Pastor Simon, why are you talking to me like that? So you are poor. Now all these poor people talking. Elon Musk is the number one partner with Christ Embassy, Rhapsody of Realities. Number one in USA. Number one partner. He's partnering. You just your small thing talk. The world richest man is partnering. You are insulting church. Hi. Oh my God. Your own are finished. Oh. You know what? Jam anything. It's not Yahoo boy. Oh. He's an intelligent scientist. Not Yahoo boy. It's something to rejoice about. Nobody should hide it. Anybody that wants to die should go and hawk transformer. But Simon, I thought you came with law of the spirit. I'm talking about it now. Well, I've already started teaching since. Laws of the spirit. Nobody should affect your faith. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Follow Jesus with all of your heart. You get why? Are you here tonight? If what reaches man is following Jesus, who are you? Who goes you? Jesus is winning, no? He is winning everywhere. They tell you you are praying too much. You know the reason why Nigeria is going down, and the reason why politics and church is on the limelight is because Nigeria is very poor. That is why politics and church are on the limelight. We will break the system. Then one foolish young man asked, "How can you dismantle the church system?" Hey! I nearly cried watching that. A young, foolish young man who does not know his left from his right, asking how he would dismantle something God himself started. I looked at the person, that's a dead corpse speaking. That was the question. I think I posted it on my side. I said, what hit me is not even the statement the man made. It's the question that that guy asked. See, how do we dismantle the church system? They spoke about politics, but did you observe that it was church they were emphasizing on? They did not ask him about politics. Because they are birds of the same feather, thieves. It struck me so hard. How can you dismantle church system? Now, the problem of Nigeria, blah, blah, blah. And I said, we will change night vigils to night shift. The people that brought Christianity to us are 10 times better than our nation. 10 times better. They are still doing night vigil. Who is the first person that started night vigil? Jesus. The Bible says he will wake up early in the morning. He said, what time? Like 3 a.m. like this. What is that? Huh? You will pray till morning. Then when you finish and rise up, you'll be hearing dead people wake, coming back to life. You are wondering why we are doing night vigil. Disciples prayed. They prayed. Are you listening to me? In the Bible said that when they killed James, when Herod King James and saw that it pleased the people, he now took Peter. He killed James. He saw that it pleased the Pharisees. Who are the Pharisees? The so-called Christians. The religious Christians. Do you get what I'm trying to say? Why do you think he took Peter? Because he thought that the Pharisees were part of the Christians. And they were happy that James died. Some Pharisees are happy that this statement was made. Some Pharisees. That's why they brought another one to come and talk another thing again. But the Bible said the church prayed. What happened? Angels appeared in the prison.
I was reading a part of scripture. I was so happy. The first time door opened. It's not scientists that did it. It's from heaven. Prison gates broke. Angels were like this. They could not see. They couldn't touch. Passing. They were going to... Bible said they got to the city gate. It opened on its own accord. And they passed through. Oh, glory. I heard of a story of a missionary in India, Bali, Charles Bali, something like that. I've forgotten his name. They said the people they went to preach to, they had a very terrible culture. I think he's an Indian, but, or it was in India. I think in India, some sort of. They had a terrible culture. When they see somebody, a foreigner, you must bring some, I think cow head, a big camel head, or whatsoever, as a collateral before they release the what? The foreigner that they seize. Now, when they seize one of the missionaries, he was not happy. And he had to take the risk to enter the village. Got the things they wanted as collateral and gave it to the king. They released the foreigner. But it was late, so they couldn't leave. And so because they couldn't leave, they had to sleep in the village. But while they were sleeping, something ministered to the king that now I have the collateral. I can still take the foreigner and kill. In fact, I can kill the person that they brought to collect the foreigner. And nobody will know about it. So he now ordered the soldiers to go and get the man. Since he had not gone. But before he left, somebody said all night prayer. They changed night prayer to night shift. A woman picked it in the spirit in the night. An intercessor, she started praying. Tell somebody not to pick things. Know how to pick things. Oh. The Bible says we have received the fervent of the spirit. They say you are just doing yeah. You know, I asked somebody, I said, you think me I'm praying all my life? I said, I'm praying from 16 years old. 16 years old, not 2 hours tongues. Oh. I'm talking about 24 hours tongues. There was one of my friends that would lead us to pray 3 days. We used to run away. He would lock the church and say, nobody is going out until the third day. The only way we can go out is to lie that our mother is calling us. That's the only way we can go. I have to lie that. See, my mother sent me a text message. Plan with somebody, send the text to my phone, change the name to... Just to run away from my life. In the evening of the second day. Not eating and I'm praying for 3 days. I'm just telling you one of the things we did. We'll be praying 24 hours. People will be falling down. You think it's anointing. It's hungry. When we're growing up. I know of a friend. He's in the military now. He prayed. He got tired. He started praying for the person that was leading the prayer to stop praying. All this prayer I did, I can't begin to tell you the fasting 3 days. I fasted 3 days dry, the whole of my remedial days in BSU. Till 100 level, 200 level, I think the first semester. I was fast. I had to minister to myself and say, now it is obvious that you have to stop this thing. From Thursday to Saturday, every week. Sometimes on fruits. Sometimes literal like that. I did it. That's why I always tell people I have a covenant with slimness. I've dealt with, I've forfeited a lot of loss, so I'm paying back. Now, I'm not trying to boast with all of those things. But all these prayers I was doing is to get Lamborghini. God forbid, bad thing. All the prayer I did is to build mansion. You know, they make Christianity look so cheap. Yes, that I was praying all these years of my life, from 16 years old. Do you know how old I am right now? From 16 years old. I was praying to have Lamborghini. I heard a story that somebody went to the US and then called and asked his pastor, why do we pray? He said, because everything I'm seeing here is answered prayers. Because his Christianity is a function of material realism. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? We are not praying for things, oh. The earnest expectation of creation await what? The manifestations of the... It's not money that is the solution. It's sons that are the solution. And the added advantage is that the sons with money. Do you understand? Sons with money. You say for money itself is a what? And get this. There is money in sonship. Cannot truly be called a son without rehab.
It says, seek first the kingdom and every other word, good thing will be what? Every other good thing, no bad thing. Then you tell me I've been praying all my life to get a car. God forbid bad thing. Let me show you some of the mysteries of prayer. I posted, I think we did a video yesterday. As I'm praying now, praying. You know, how many of you know, you all know what they call power bank? Some of you have it in church, isn't it? Especially when you use iPhone. You must get a power bank. Why do you charge your power bank? Should in case NEPA what? Would take light. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Then you will still be able to pull out energy from your power bank to charge your phones, isn't it? Have you prayed prayers that you don't know why you are praying? I was talking to a friend. He said they were praying for 3 hours. A young man left after 30 minutes. He now went out and asked him, why did you leave? He said, wait till I want to tell God again. I don't tell God everything. When are they trial? The person leading the prayer could not help it. He started laughing outside. Say, wait till I want to tell God again. When are they trial? I don't tell God everything. You know why we pray like that? We are charging our power bank. Charging it to the fullest. It's not any account power bank. What was it? No. Very powerful. You know those power bank that is like rock of ages. Charging it. So that when NEPA take light. Do you know what it means for NEPA to take light? When your child has ulcer. You didn't get what I'm trying to say. When you born a child and he cannot walk. They don't get what I'm trying to say. When you hear that your mother is in coma. They don't get what I'm trying to say. When you heard that they hit your father in paralysis. Oh, Riga Bahai. NEPA have take light. When NEPA take light in your life, that's what I'm trying to say. You don't start crying. You just plug into your power bank. You lay hands on that child. Pastor Chris said about his second daughter that they gave birth to the lady. She was not walking after 2 years, 3 years. And everybody was crying. The mom was worried. When he observed that he took the baby, held the baby on his chest, started praying in tongues. Prayed. He said he couldn't tell when he even started and when he ended. When he kept the baby, he said it is done. The next morning, the baby started walking. He said, they are just praying. He said, we don't know how to pray as we ought to. He said, but the Spirit in us make an intercession for us according to the will of God with what? Groanings that cannot be uttered. When you pray in tongues, you are even solving problems you don't know anything about. Is the sound from a generator pleasing to the ears? Who likes the sound of a generator here? But you have to own it anyways. Because if you don't own it, light will not come. On your spiritual generator. The noise may not be pleasant to some people's ear, but light will come. Light will come in your life. Are you listening to me? One time, my neighbor is here. He was here in Kabod even the all night, Mr. Shirak. Many years ago, the first daughter, when they gave birth to the girl, she would be crying. Every day she cries. He now said this thing has gone ahead of out of her. That they are sensing she's seen something. They went to the hospital. They said she's fine, but she's still crying. And I've been pitying the baby. Since they gave birth to the baby, I stopped praying so that the baby can sleep well. Meanwhile, the baby is not sleeping well. Then one night, I was listening to my mentors. I was just watching, and they hit me so much with the word of God. Hey, I shouted. And I said, hey, God, that baby is sleeping. So I kept my mouth shut. As I tried, I couldn't. The thing just exploded from my inside. I said, they're shouting in other tongues. Closed my eyes and saying, God, help me. Forgive me for today, just this night. As I was shouting and praying, in the morning he knocked my door. I thought he wanted to complain. Do you know what he said to me? He said, for the first time, Pastor, my baby slept so well. I said to him, I thought he wanted to complain that I prayed too much. He said, no. Please be praying like this every day so that she can be sleeping well. The things of the Spirit are foolishness unto men. In other words, all those, I beg you, I know they're that rubbish. You will not understand. The Bible says the foolishness of God is better than your wisdom. If you are negating what I'm saying now, I'm talking to you. He said the foolishness of God is better than your wisdom. The wisdom of man. It says there's a way that seemeth right to a man, but the end of it is what? Death. It seems right. You read it in book. You learned it in BSU. He said, but the end of it is what? Death. Listen, I'm not trying to mock. I've prayed for pastors, doctors, plenty, and they were healed. If your hope is in this world, you have what? All men most miserable. I know what I'm telling you. Hold on to God. The spiritual is higher than the natural. It's bigger than the natural. The spiritual controlled the natural. The spiritual gave birth to the natural. Are you listening to me tonight? If you will be successful in life, hold on to the supernatural. Hold on to the supernatural. He said to be carnally minded is death. But he said to be spiritually minded is what? Life and peace. I said about Andrew Womack in the video we posted yesterday. How that his wife died, he brought his wife back to life. His son, one of his sons died, he brought his son back to life. Do you now see why we pray? Yes, you think it's for rice? We are praying to eat rice or chicken. You can have money and lose your child. You know, let me say this story. It was said about a king. It was written by Kenneth Hagin of blessed memory, one of our fathers of faith. He said that the name of the book is Midas Touch. He said he was trying to bring a balance to the prosperity gospel, how that it is going out of hand, because it was one of the frontiers of it. So he said, I'm not happy that it is going out of hand. I want to bring a balance. So he's trying to make them understand that money is not everything. That's the importance of that book. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? That there was a certain king, he said this story. The king had the ability, was given the ability to touch anything and it would change to gold. Anything the king would touch would change to gold. He mistakenly touched his daughter, and his only daughter changed to gold. And he started crying. And when he was talking to people, he said, if anybody can just bring back my daughter, all the gold I have, all the ability to change anything to good, they can carry it. I don't care. I just want my daughter. So he was trying to expound how that, even though money is important, there are many things more important than what money that can determine your happiness. It can steal your joy. You think money gives happiness alone? You may get the money. Now, some of you thinking money will give you happiness because you are poor. You don't have the money. When you get all the money, you now understand that there's something bigger than money that gives happiness. It's Jesus Christ. He said, I'm the bread that when you eat, you don't get hungry anymore. I'm the wine that when you drink, you don't thirst for anymore. Not codeine, not star, not life. Life does not give life. Jesus is the one that gives life. Are you listening to me? Not harp. Not Igbo. It's the truth. People that smoke Igbo never stop smoking Igbo. They always smoke it to get satisfaction. They always smoke it. You know, I was watching the internet, Facebook yesterday, and I saw a lady. I think she finished from this Big Brother Niger, one of them. And they were partying coincidentally, because the caption got me to look at the video that the lady was smoking. So I checked it. She was actually smoking. Now, such a lady had become a model for many people. Listen, now she has all the money, right? Probably she still smokes. What is she looking for? She's looking for satisfaction. I'm sure she had done probably many things to get that satisfaction, yet it's not there. With all the money, who can give her satisfaction? Jesus Christ. Now the problem is that there are a lot of young people who are not confident. The Bible says you have not received the spirit to be a timid person again, but the spirit of what? Sound man. Of what? Want to say it again. I have not received the spirit to what? Fear. But the spirit of what? Of what? Say, I have the spirit of sound mind. Meaning, I'm not timid at all. I can look at Davido and say, Davido, your path is not the path of righteousness. That's what it means for you not being timid. This is what Christianity is all about. We're not trying to insult them. Jesus loves them. He loves all of us while we're still sinners. But he didn't come for us to keep on living in our sins. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? He came to what? Save us out from our sins. You must call a spade a spade. If Jesus is in our generation, Will he try to make sure gospel and worldly song flow hand in hand? No. The Bible says pure and impure water cannot what? Flow from the same fountain. It's not possible. Are you listening to me? You are the light of the world. A city set on the hill, you cannot be hidden. One of the laws in Galatians 5. Is it Galatians 5 or Galatians 6? From verse 2. He says something beautiful there. He says, downwards, if you read downwards in Galatians 6, he said, he that soweth to the flesh shall reap of the flesh corruption. He said, but he that soweth to the spirit shall reap of the spirit what? Life eternal. You see that? Meaning as long as the earth remains, seed time and harvest will not cease. In other words, before you even die and go to hell, sin will cause you to suffer on this earth. There are a lot of consequences of sin. A lot of consequences of sin. Are you listening to me, everybody here? Before you get there to hell, sin will cause you to suffer. When you smoke, who dies from smoking? Who is destroyed from smoking? Is it not your lungs, your system that are destroyed when you smoke? Are you people here tonight? Listen carefully. When you smoke, your system, doctors are here, they can verify this information. It kills you. This is what, Pastor, I've seen a doctor that smokes before. He can't help himself. By strength shall no man what? I have also seen a doctor that smokes. But he's smoking right. What about alcohol? Pastor, the Bible says drink and not be drunk. Drink and not be drunk. Where is it written in the Bible? There's no place in scripture that captures that information. It's from the pit of hell. There is no one single benefit of taking alcohol beyond the maximum or required measure. There's no one single benefit. Sciences have proven it over the years. When I say required measure, I don't mean we should take in a measure. But in some situation, we can't even help it. There's a percentage of alcohol in some things in this world that we eat. A very little or no. In fact, the way we say it is like the way they speak about vacuoles in what? Plant cell. They say it's little or no, nothing. Almost ignorable. There's a percentage of alcohol when we eat things like cake, right? Bread. But do they make you high? It's necessary that it's there. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? You know, some people argue with this. Alcohol is almost in everything we take. So everybody takes alcohol. Anyways, your own, you carry alcohol alone. And you are drinking. Say, if I take a girl where they take me, my eye, they dirty. And if he talk my mind. Somebody told me when I take alcohol, I forget my problems. You forget them, but they are still there. Hallelujah to Jesus. Are they not still there? And you know why people take alcohol like that? They don't understand the Holy Ghost. When you go to churches that the anointing is not flowing, you will always take alcohol. Because human beings, we were designed to be high. No, calm down. But not high with wine. Be not drunk with wine in excess. We were designed to be high. Look at some of your eyes. Some of you would have been terrible drunkards, God. The way you are looking at me, as I said, we are designed to be high. The pastor, say it. We're not designed to be drunk with wine in excess. But the Bible says, be filled with the Holy Spirit. Are you here tonight?
Yes, sir.
Woo! Don't worry, we'll experience that soon. Probably not in this service, another service. We'll show you what it means to be drunk with wine. When you are, what it means to be drunk with the Spirit. You know, the Bible compares it. Meaning, a man who is drunk with the Spirit is almost behaving like a man drunk with wine.
Yes,
the problem is that the influence over you is different.
Yes,
for instance, now, am I not talking like I'm high? Which normal human being would talk like this? Well, I say this pastor don't hide. This thing when they talk this morning, something they worry on. I'm high in the Spirit. Glory to God forevermore. Be not drunk with wine wherein excess, but be filled with the Holy Ghost. When problem comes, you solve them easily. Nobody should make you not do night vigil, do it. What, you know, if you observe something, everybody, before we close this first service, because I would not really hit so much. If you observe something, people go for nightclubs. Hope you know. Peter Obi did not talk about it. Now, bless him. We'll vote him if he apologizes. Now, he's still our candidate. People go for nightclubs. I almost call it night vigil. Nightclubs. They sleep in beer parlor till their wife is they are dialing numbers. They are not picking. They are the one in comment section or telling us we are foolish. Club. How many of you have passed the street in the night in this Benway and see what is happening? Hey, look at me. If you are shaking too much from what I'm teaching, you are a suspect too. Don't shake too much. Just focus on me. There's no fire in this chair. You've passed this Benway in the night around 10 p.m., 12 p.m. and see what happened on the street. And they say people are not productive. See, if you want to make Nigeria product, just off beer parlors. These are the reasons. Now, why do we, he even has a, sorry, why do we even, for instance, sell alcohol? Any nation that wants to be productive should not sell alcohol. Shut it down. Give me one reason for selling alcohol. Give me one reason for drinking alcohol. Anything that is God, Satan will push his voice so much. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Anything that is of God, but anything that belongs to him, he doesn't have problem with it. You have a company that sell alcohol. Why? Don't you know some men are not giving their wives money? Let's help the families. Yes, yes, to be productive. Yes, we'll shut it down. You know, some of you that sell alcohol, we are coming for you. We'll buy your company. As long as God remains God. I said it one time. Prophet Simon, you talk so like you are mad. I'm high in the spirit. It's called the spirit of faith. As long as I'm in this town and God is alive, see what will happen. I'll buy these breweries in this town. And when I buy it, guess what I'll start selling there? Five Alive. Natural juice. Ah, if you burn your face, I'll still buy you and join inside. You look at me, you think, do you see any luck in my body? Look at me, don't I look rich? Do I look poor? Where will I be poor from? Where do I start from? Look at my body. You see me like somebody that will ever be broke? We are bragging in the Lord, though. Yes, Sister Simon, you are speaking in the flesh. No, I'm like my father, God. Yes, say, how? God is not proud like you. God? Make we tell them. God that woke up in the morning. Somebody just came and encountered him. He said, see, I am Alpha, I am Omega. You never thought about it. He said, I'm beginning, I'm end. God, who asks you? Nobody. Say, I'm the bright and morning star. I'm the one who was, who is, and who is to come. Who asked God? Who asked me? No. You know, I always tell people, if you have a problem with this prophet, you may not live long. Because you see this prophet? Oh my God, he's a happy person. He's my happiness is a function of the world. Nobody can make me happy in this world. Only God can make me happy. So who else can make me sad? He has given me his word so that my word, his joy, I mean, will be what? Complete in me. That's why I miss songs. We are happy. That's why now you are soaking Gary. You are happy. You know why you are happy? The word is in you. The seed of God's word is in you. Luke 8:11, the seed of God's word is in you. That's why as you are eating gari now, you know it's gari, but in your mind you know this is just fried rice and chicken in display. Gari and kuli kuli. He said, though your beginning will be small, your later end, it will what? Not increase, greatly increase. They say, why is she not going out with those allergies and all those men? Why is she not entering all those Corollas? Her friends are in houses of 1.2 million with wigs of 5 million and no job, no business. And you are crying in your room, oh God, when will you bless me like Agatha? Not this Agatha in our church. When will you cry? The Bible said, do not weep over the prosperity of the wicked. He said, don't even look at it. A man of God said something. I was showing my wife, we were laughing in the house yesterday. He said, you carry wig 250. Empty brain. I played it like 5 times. When I played it, I would just stand up and start clapping my hand laughing. He said, you carry wig 250, empty brain, and graduated from Uniport. It's not me that called Uniport. He said, with a degree from Uniport. 250 on your head. And you are still renting house. He said, did they not cost you? No business. How you know that you are entering witchcraft small, as a lady? Is that you are sitting, you just graduated. Some of you have not even graduated. You are in 200 level. The wig you are trusting God to wear is 500k. You are practicing witchcraft. And the worst person to trust for this breakthrough is God. The worst person. That you sat down, you are thanking God. Father, thank you for the wig. The 500,000 comment. When he is talking about partnership. Oh God. If your eyes are open and you see how Micah's hand is, it's for God's sake he has not slapped you. Nobody should make you feel like your Christianity is so cheap. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? They do worldly things, we don't say anything about it. Do you know people can stand up 24/7 in a week 3 times, go and sit with their friend and gist? They are not wasting time, they are being productive. But you come to church. Pray in tongues. Do departmental. They say you are wasting time. Be productive with your life. Do you know how many people are watching movies, seasonal movie now this morning? They didn't have time during the week. They are in season 5. They started from 6 a.m. If I'm lying, ask some people that you invited why they didn't come to church. Let them be sincere. I've been to watch one season of that movie. I know I'm finishing. You are telling us to be productive. You did not even say you want to end Davido's career, whiskey career, Burna Boy career. When countries are celebrating to be the first in sciences, first in mathematics, we are celebrating first in worldly Afro music that only talks about women's private parts. And you are saying we are productive as a nation. Let your eyes be open. Yes, sir. What is Ozeba, Ozeba, Ozeba? What does it mean? They give you a word for allowing demons to influence you. Under the mastery of demon, you have an award. An award for being they are thanking you for allowing Satan flow through you. They give them a word, though. They come and they deal. See, some of us are not keeping quiet. God has raised us for such a time as this. We'll fire you back. If they beg you to say it again, you will not say it. In the book of Ezekiel, he said, I will raise a prophet to speak against the falsehood in the town. I'm saying it. God has raised me for such a time. It's time to wake up. Because our fathers of faith are keeping quiet, you think you are winning. We will fire you. If you try us again, the spiritual will face you. If you talk too much, you will see too much.
You think it will take God more than 1 week to end Honest Bunch cars? We can declare it. They will be bankrupt. You are even celebrating that they gave you dollars. We will collect the dollars from you. Are you guys here tonight? Nobody should chip in your faith. Look at the rubbish happening in our nation. Nobody should chip in your faith. Be bold about your faith. Are you here tonight? At least you are not wasting your life. You are living for God. You are not. Be bold about your faith. Pray in tongues if you have the time. Heal the sick. Raise the dead. Cleanse the lepers. See, you are praying too much. Praying too much. We've not even started praying. Praying too much. Prayer is a must. Is a necessity. Is the reason for our being. Men. Not women. Men. Women are in the men. Men. Not animals. Not boys. Thank you. Not boys. Men ought to pray. He said the parable to the end that men ought to pray, else they faint. We're designed for prayer. They were doing bazaar. Sorry, they were selling in church one time in the days of Jesus. And the Bible said, Jesus entered and said, why selling in this place? He took Cain and said, you've changed my house to a den of thieves. Meanwhile, I'd written in the word that my house should be called a house of what? Prayer. Prayer. Somebody comes to church, a cancer patient leaves, a cancer patient. Arabatosoko baladaga dadiaka. We boast in the Lord. 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 It cannot happen. We've seen miracles. We have not even seen the ones we want to see. Yes, earbuds went. Oh, ragada. Because we pray in tongues. Are you here tonight?
Yes,
sir. The Bible said why Jesus was speaking in the temple. He looked at a woman with withered hand. Are you here tonight, Glory Carriers? He said, lift up thy hand. The Bible said the woman with withered hand, there was no hand. He said, lift up your hand. The Bible said, and she dared to lift. She did not see hand. Jesus saw hand. The things which are not seen are more real. Oh, riga high. Oh, riga high. Rebo shanda gabaya. The things which are not seen, they are more real than the things which are seen. The Bible even said, it said, by the things which are not seen, we bring to no effect the things which are seen. We create us like our Father. When she dared to lift her hand, there was a fresh new hand. He said, the ministry of the righteous, it excels in glory. It excels in glory. Are you here tonight? Are you here tonight? I mean, we can't imagine it sometimes, but he said, I will, what eyes have not seen, what ears have not heard. They've heard the dead come back to life. They've seen blind eyes open. Are you here tonight? He said, what eyes have not seen, what ears have not heard, what has not even entered into the heart of men, God has prepared for what? They love him. Oh, we'll see withered hand come back. Hey, Pastor Simon, you must be mad. You must be mad. Yes, I'm high in the spirit. Your mind must conceive it. You must imagine it. Did it happen in the Bible? Yes, it did. Why should it not happen now? You can get it for me from scripture. Media, check that scripture for me and put it up for me. Why will it not happen now? He can do it. If he did it before, he wants to do it again. He's the Lord God that changed not. No sickness enters here. I know a man of God, prophet, who had angel. His son, one of his son, I think the second child, was given birth without kidney.
kidney. A part of the kidney was not available. A part of the kidney was not, they said they can't find it. It's not there. He said, and he's a prophet, and he has got a lot of people healed. Where will he start from? He told the wife, don't open this door till I tell you to open it. He entered his room for more than a week, praying and on fast. And when he came out, he said, let them go and check the child. Fresh new kidney. You are mocking our prayer? Fresh new kidney. The boy now is the second boy they have. That one that is a singer, I think, or a prophet. The second boy. See how he's agile. Because he had a father that was not carnally minded. A father that knew how to cover in prayer. And you are mocking our prayer. Because you have some small currency. The Bible says the worth of a man's life does not consist in the abundance of money that he owns. Meaning that you are not important because of the money you have. But because of the office of the Christ you occupy and relate with in the spirit. Are you here tonight? Suddenly, the boy, fresh kidney. Perfect. That's why we pray in tongues. That's why we pray in tongues. Don't mock our prayer. It produces power. It says, Elijah, I know where the Bible was going in that part of scripture. Listen to what it says. It says, Elijah was a man of like passions, like us. Meaning he was a man, normal human being like me and you. Normal human being. He even had weaknesses. He had anger issues, serious one. That children were calling him Barhead, that they've called some of us here, and we're laughing. They call Elijah. The Bible said he called two bear. Look at the power that man of God had. And his Old Testament, no? He called two bear to come out from forest. When they came out, two bear just headed, where are you people? They came. He said, eat up those children. They eat up 42 kids. How many?
42.
You know, we don't have Elijah in these days. That's why they can go to Hornet's bus cars and do anything. Imagine Elijah was the one they went and said, one man of God, bow head, oh God. He would declare those animals will enter the, as the thing is happening. We'll be watching live TV, but we don't understand what are bears doing. Did they invite bears? He said Elijah was a man of like passion like us. Before we pray and go home, the Bible said that didn't stop him. We'll come here, but just hold on for this. Don't change it. That didn't stop him. The Bible said he prayed that it would not rain for 3.5 years, and he did not. He didn't pray for 3.5 years. So he prayed, and he did not rain for what? More than 3 years. Hallelujah to Jesus. And when he wanted rain, he came again. He locked the heavens on his own accord. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? He said, Israel, you people are stubborn. He went and prayed, lock heaven. He heard that they've repented. He said, go and tell them rain will fall today. He didn't stop there. When he made the mount, he entered the secret place. Tell somebody, make the mount. But enter the secret place. Tell another person, make the mount. But enter the secret place. When he made the mount, he entered the secret place. He prayed till something happened. Suddenly, the cloud were gathered. He said, no problem. Everything is arranged right now. Everything is arranged. I think it was after the prayer. I said, go and tell him the rain is about to fall. Oh, glory, 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 glory. I was saying a story. Here it is. And he entered the synagogue again. And a man was there who had withered hand. Did he say broken hand? Hey, talk to me, church. Did he say broken hand? Are you here? Be on your feet, we're about to pray. Next part of scripture. So they watched him closely, whether he would heal him on the Sabbath, so they could mind. They might accuse. In fact, they were not shocked that it would happen. It was a norm. They watched him closely. They wanted to see what would happen. Next part of scripture. And he said to the man who had the withered hand, step forward.
regard. Next part of scripture. Oh, there, Jesus. Sisters. And he said, then he said to them, is it lawful on the Sabbath to do good or to do evil? They had a tradition. Religion is a terrible thing, that you don't heal on Sunday. On the Sabbath, you don't heal the sick. That was a law. What will we do on Sabbath if it's not healing the sick? But they kept silent. Next part of scripture. You know, this Sunday morning now, some people don't expect that people should fall under the anointing. They just feel like we should be in a moody atmosphere doing And when he had looked around at them with anger, being grieved by the hardness of their heart, he said to them, stretch out your hand. And he stretched it out. And his hand was restored as whole as the other. Oh my God, oh my God. Are you here? Are you here? And listen to what the Bible said. Are you here? 1 John 4:17. Everybody, I want you to read out with power. Want to go? Lord. Out, read out. Want to go? Yes, yes, yes. In the day of judgment. Why? So, where? In this world. As he is, shall we? The one that says, stretch out your withered hand. We are like him. The one that walked upon water. We are like him. The one that multiplied food. We are like him. Tell somebody, be on the Christ side, not the crowd side. Be on the Christ side, not the crowd side. What I mean is that don't come to church with picture of somebody to be healed. Be the one laying hands on sick people and getting them healed. Be on the Christ side, not on the crowd side. Oh, glory to God. Don't come to church saying, Lord, heal me. Know that you have received life in abundance. As the Father have life in himself, so does the Son. Now hear me. For as many as have believed in his name, to them he has given the right to be called what? Sons of God. The first man is of the earthly, but the second man, the Lord from heaven. The first man, a living soul. The second man, a life-giving spirit. It's as you bore the image of the first man. Oh, so are you bearing the image of the second man. Say, I'm a life-giving spirit. The enemy has come but to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I am come that you may have life. Life in abundance. You have so much life, you can dish out life. Oh, glory to God. Nobody can be sick around me. Nobody can die around me. The devil cannot flow around me. We dare that devil. No devil. Because I know who I am. Oh, Rabakashande Wabaya. Legal high. You lay hands on the sick. Then I say, what if the demon enters you? Enters me. Enters me. Enters me. Didn't you read about osmosis and diffusion? Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah. The movement of materials from a region of higher concentration to a region of what? Lower concentration. Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah. We are in the highest concentration. Not just higher, the highest. Seated in the highest place with Christ Jesus. Far. We know who we are. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Say, I'm above only. Never beneath. Oh, glory to God. Say, I expect the best alone. Say it like you mean it. Say, I only expect the best. Someone said to me, he said, Pastor, you mean God has given us authority over Satan, but no prosperity? I said, no. Satan brought about poverty. God did not bring poverty.
Let me show you from scripture. Romans, Revelation 6 and 8. I want everybody to read. I want to prove to you that the devil brought poverty, not God. Are you here? The Bible says Adam had all the rivers that supplied all kind of increase in Eden. He had no lack in Eden. He had all the animals at his beckoning in Eden. He had everything for food he had. Adam was not broke even for a second. He was super rich. Tell somebody super rich. Adam was in abundance. But the enemy came and stole from Adam. How? By giving Adam a wrong identity about himself. And Adam lost everything. So I look and behold, a pale horse. And the name of him who sat on it was what? Death. Adam, the day you eat from this tree, you what? Look at the death. Let's describe the death. And hate followed the death. What is hate? Hell. The reason why people go to hell is because of the realm what? Death. Number two, and power was given to them over the fourth part of the earth to kill with what? War came because of death. War came because of death. Hunger to kill with what? Poverty came because of death. I'm going somewhere. I understand we may have a bad government, but the reason you are in poverty is first because of a nature before a government. I don't know if you get what I'm trying to explain to you. Many of you understand your nature. It doesn't matter the government ruling. You'll be above only. Are you understanding me tonight? With hunger. With physical debt. That means the real realm of debt is not physical debt. Even physical debt is one of the subjects of the real realm of debt. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? That is when the day Adam died spiritually. He didn't die physically that day. After over 1,000 years. That's when Adam died. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? One of the resultant effects of real spiritual death is even physical death. And by the beast of the earth. Meaning that the reason why animals can look at somebody and kill him is because of even spiritual death. That is why, you know, whatever is not a reality in heaven cannot manifest on the earth. Why do you think lion did not kill Daniel? Because lions were not designed to kill man. So it was because this was a spiritual reality. That's why in the physical, it was possible in the life of Daniel. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain? Libro Zuvahai. Are you here tonight? I was telling my friends one time, I said, do you know why fire couldn't kill the three Hebrew boys? Because fire, nothing was designed to kill man. The Bible said in the book of Job, it said, even death said, what wisdom is this? Death was asking, I've not heard about this wisdom. Even death was asking, which wisdom is this? Why? It's a strange wisdom. Not even the widest beast have heard about such a wisdom. They say ember months. We pity ember months. Ember months should be scared of us. Because nothing can happen to us in ember months. Ember month is like January. There is nothing in ember months. Are you seeing it?
Yes,
poverty is not from God. Now you are the seed of Abraham. Say, I'm the seed of Abraham. The promise has been made to Abraham and his seed. Not seed as to many, but seed as to one. We are like Christ. And all things are ours. All things are ours. Say, all things are mine. Shout it one more time. All things are mine. Now you're going to shout this word. Say, the gold are mine. The silver are mine. The cattle above 1,000 hills are mine. In the name of Jesus. One more time. Say, the gold are mine. The silver are mine. And the cattle above 1,000 hills are mine. In the name of Jesus. One more time, say, the gold are mine, the silver are mine, and the cattle above 1,000 hills are mine. In the book of Isaiah, the Bible says, who are these that fly as the birds of heaven, as the doves of heaven, who are above only? Go ahead and pray in the spirit everywhere. Pray, 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 pray. Shabba ba 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 ba.
Greater things are yet to come. Greater things are yet to be seen in the city. Greater things are yet to come. Greater things yet to be seen in the city. Ay, 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 ay. Woo! Greater things are yet to come. Lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice and pray. Greater things are yet to come. Hallelujah. Woo! Ha ha. Jagabato Salakaya. Lekarado Shanaya. Greater things are yet to come. Oh, greater things yet to be seen in the city. We are yet to see a mighty move of God in our land. And it's happening because of you and I. It's happening because of you and I. Woo! Ha ha! Shara da 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 ya 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 gababo ya. Ragadosh shaba. Ragadosh, greater things are yet to come. Greater things yet to be seen in the city. It's happening through me and through you. Ha ha. Greater things, hey, hey, hey. Glory, Remo Shaba Baba Baya, Karagade, Karade Shandeo, Karadaya, Ponde Kamaboya, Olera de Gasalarado Shaba Baba. Woo! Lera de Mon Shaba Baba Baba, Lera de Mon de Karado Shiarabaya, Rekarada Baba 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 Baba. Egaba Sharaba Yakotanaba Ayarado Shagade and another Kabana Tanania Karoya Padada Padada Rabada Kababa Baba 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 Baba. Lift your voice, pray. Hey, Abakana Nanana Baba 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 Baba. Lift your voice. Lift your voice and pray. Pray, pray. Pray, pray. Shala baba baba. Haraga baba 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 baba. Leshana na na na.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's Word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays, first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.